B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. That's Grand Funk Railroad. You're someone who's never in a funk.
Never.
Right?
LBF. Smiley face all the time.
You better today. It's going to be 70 degrees.
It's going to be great.
Get the funk out of here.
Can I sooner rather than later wrap this up? Hey, this is brought to you by Uno Pizzeria and Grill. Before I get to that Oscar performance between Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga that had the entire nation wondering, are they doing it? Well,
okay.
Before that, I'm going to just say, what a sweet man Michael Douglas is.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been married. He celebrated his 21st anniversary with his wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, they were born on the same day, September 25th. 25 years between each other.
Wow.
So that's fun.
Wow, 25 years.
Yes, so he's 77. I can't figure out how old she is.
Yeah, she'd be 52.
And so they've been married for 21 years, and he posted this adorable montage of their little life together on Instagram and said, I love you so much, and blah, blah, blah. And that's nice because you don't see, and blah, 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 blah. But you don't see that stuff in Hollywood. A long-term marriage.
No.
So, yeah.
Especially with an age difference like that.
Exactly.
Right.
He was, like, it's funny because he's 77 now. And when she married him, she was very young looking, but he didn't look super old.
Okay.
So you're kind of like, oh, well, but now the difference
can
between.
We pull, let's pull that thread just
sure,
a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, you're younger than Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yes, I am.
Is. Now, could you imagine yourself being married to a 77-year-old?
How much money does he have?
A lot. He's
yes,
got
I
Hollywood
can.
Money.
Yes,
can
I
you
can.
Really? Can you?
Yes.
You can.
Okay. Right. You know,
for a few
like,
more years.
Right. I get a night nurse. I'll go out. It'll be like having a baby.
90 nights.
Night.
Tuck, tuck.
Gotta go
okay.
see my friends. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Miss you, kiss you.
I'm not
you.
A terrible
bye-bye.
Person.
Yeah.
But
well,
anyway.
At least you admitted it on a 50,000-watt radio station. That's good.
Anyway, happy anniversary, you two little lovebirds. All right, and finally, speaking of lovebirds, you know that 2019 Oscar performance when Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga sang that song together, it was on purpose because of Brad. There's nothing going on, but he told the Hollywood Reporter that he wanted the performance to mimic the scene in the movie in order to help him manage his own fears about singing live.
Yeah.
He said, just from a personal standpoint, it reduces the anxiety level. They kind of fall in love in that scene in the film. It's that explosive moment that happens to them on stage in front of thousands of people. It would have been so weird if we were on both on stools facing the audience. So, and like,
so
I think
they're not.
He got into his acting phase.
Yeah. So they weren't.
They weren't.
I remember the next day,
everybody
Twitter
was like,
exploded.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are. They are. And they were not doing anything except singing.
That's it.
Yeah.
Acting. That's great. That's pretty
so,
good.
So, anyway, put that to bed, so to speak.
No, you put your 77-year-old to bed. Yeah, we're still doing it. Yeah, we did it last night. You don't remember?
Yeah. Oh, you're so awful. Even I wouldn't sleep
that
long.
I know, really? Now, have your tapioca. Maybe
he's
next
only
week.
Only 77.
Okay, fine. Here's Kenny Loggins.
My God.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.